Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In a previous report, a well-kept secret is how we describe the Jackson County Regional Food Center in Annville, Kentucky. Rebecca Woods, co-chair of the center's coordinating committee, says they're a multifaceted commercial food processing center for up-and-coming ag entrepreneurs. But she makes the point that they can handle non-commercial processing as well, here with an interesting point.
Instead of spending 8-10 hours in your kitchen canning extra vegetables, if you want to get together with some friends or family, you can can just for your own personal use at the kitchen for $26 an hour. So what would normally take 10 hours in a kitchen, plus with all the cleanup and everything like that in a personal kitchen, you can come down to the commercial kitchen and knock out all of that in about 2 hours.
Commercially, they run the gamut of services from nutritional analysis to labeling, packaging. For non-commercial users, and they welcome both, they have what I call drop and drive.
You simply drop all of the ingredients off, all of the jars or packaging, and the kitchen will do it all for you. So you drop off your peppers and onions and spices and tomatoes, and the kitchen will make your salsa for you, do all the labor, do everything. That's $50 an hour.
We'll have their new website for you when we return. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
That website for the Jackson County Processing Facility is regionalfoodcenterky.com. That's regionalfoodcenterky.com. Committee co-chair Rebecca Wood says they'll have forms and various fee schedules that with some coordination they can handle processing from any part of the state. They'd really like to boost their awareness and service to any number of customers.
Whether it's some tourism committees and some government officials in to see how it might even help their whole town for different festivals or different events and things that they have there. So we always have like the Woolly Worm Festival and the Mushroom Festival up in Irvine and the Chicken Fest, that there's a lot that can be produced there at the kitchen, and just bring your product and you're ready to go.
One of their commercial clients is Lucky Clover Farms out of Madison County, and they have product now featured at Kroger's. Check them out online at regionalfoodcenterky.com. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.